The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in South Africa is on a three-nation visit aimed at countering Russian influence on the continent. Of course, you'll remember that the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov undertook an extensive tour of Africa late last month. So earlier today, we've seen Blinken having a press conference with the Minister of International Relations, Naledi Pandor. They've been focusing on trade, on investment, on geopolitical issues. Have a listen to what Blinken said there.
Given your economic heft, your leading global voice, your membership in the G20, your influence among the G77 countries, and the critical role that South Africa plays on global health, on climate, on democracy, regional security, and so much else, what South Africa says, what South Africa does, has powerful global implications. And that makes this strategic dialogue a vital forum, marking a serious commitment by both of our governments to this bilateral relationship and to the work we're doing together, not only between us, but regionally and globally. And as we're going to get briefed in a moment on some of the work of the strategic dialogue, I think it's fair to say that the breadth and depth of the topics covered here today reflect the scope of our shared priorities. You said it very well and powerfully. We're dealing, both of us, with an incredibly challenging time. The world faces threats from disease, from climate change, from food insecurity, from violence. What we can achieve together as two leading democracies, I think, is even more urgent.
Antony Blinken there speaking a bit earlier on today, the U.S. Secretary of State. Brooke Spector, U.S. foreign policy expert, watching that one. Brooks, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time today. So we saw during the Barack Obama era, the strengthening of ties between the U.S. and South Africa. That, of course, well, it was largely ignored during the Donald Trump time in office. What's happening here? Is this Joe Biden's administration attempting to recover that relationship?
Well, good afternoon, Andy. To a considerable degree, it's reaching back to that level of discussion. And in fact, those of us with long memories will remember a similar kind of embrace between then Vice President Al Gore and then Deputy President Thabo Mbeki right at the beginning of non-racial democracy in South Africa. But that obviously attenuated over time with the American increasing, on the one hand, preoccupation with Afghanistan and Iraq and the rest of the Middle East, and then, as you note, in Donald Trump's era, with a general disdain toward Africa as a whole. But it is also, as you alluded to in your lead-in, an effort, although they won't say it, the Americans, it is an effort to counterbalance against the Russian efforts under Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other efforts, and even the Chinese with their own dialogue with Africa. But it's going to move away from, in the larger picture, it's going to move away from issues of the military and issues of the then so-called war on terror, and much more back to the question of embracing democratic and open and transparent societies and economic opportunity and the challenges of the 21st century, the climate issues, obviously, and shifting the way in which nations create their energy in a way from further pollution. And it's also supposed to lead into that Biden initiative to invite African leaders later this year in December, just before Christmas, I think.
Brooks, thank you so much for that analysis. Brooks Spector, U.S. foreign policy expert, looking there at the significance of the visit from the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to South Africa.